This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We have Dr. Joe Marion here, and we're talking about NDMEs. We're looking at the whole process of what is life. I like to ask people questions, and the journey toward truth is not made by answers, but by really good questions based on your worldview and your approach toward logic and acquisition of wisdom. Most people realize that it's the most important thing is not that you have acquired all the answers, but you ask the very best questions about the nature of reality and the mathematical set of facts and conjectures you make before you that actually determines if your physiological and philosophical approach toward acquiring wisdom is correct. And that's one of the problems, the main barrier to advancing civilization is the acquisition and the process of acquisition of wisdom. It is not the basis of knowledge, is it? So a lot of people presume that because people will defend what they consider their knowledge base, even if it's not based on reality. And reality has a way of being a cruel master to those who don't face that. For example, if someone takes an ionic form of minerals and they don't have a way of guaranteeing those minerals go into the cells because they're competing for the same transport mechanism, and the minerals don't get into the nucleoplasm, which is a little envelope of cell membrane by the nucleus, and it doesn't activate the specific genes by giving their harmonic frequency to those genes to actually induce the gene transcription by altering the quaternary structure of proteins on the DNA that actually opens up the DNA sequence through the histone proteins, you're not going to get transcription of messenger RNA, you're not going to get enzymes, you're not going to end up with the structure and function of a cell optimized, and you're not going to get the full expression of life. So the whole approach toward life is, what would you say would be your definition of what a living person or a cell or living thing is?
A living person or a living cell is a gift from the divine, you might say, put down on these little planets to evolve and to become more conscious, more spiritual, and develop the consciousness of the divine, you might say, which would be the ultimate goal. We come from paradise, and eventually we will go back to paradise. So we have to ascend the seven spirals of consciousness, so to speak. I call it living under the laws of consciousness rather than as an immature individual living under the laws of accident, always being prone to diseases and infirmities and early death. So really, people need to develop their mind, body, spirit. And like you say, a lot of it is dependent on the mineral absorption. And in the state that we're in now, all diseases are basically mineral deficiency diseases. So for the first time in history, we make indium available through our patented process. Indium is the missing link, you might say the magic catalyst, mid-periodic table that connects and activates the two largest mineral groups used in the human body with 60 to 300% higher mineral absorption, which is incredible. Right. Puts us on level two of DNA expression, so you can actually produce a higher level of neurotransmitters and hormones, become more conscious, more spiritual, better adapted to life on this little planet, and have a feeling of easy living. No more fighting in the house, less anxiety, and so forth.
I'm going to try to use a little bit, I think you got it right, but I'm going to use a little simpler terms. There are three realms to the nature of reality, okay? The first realm is the realm of the eternal. The eternal, that's where, quote, God exists, where all wisdom exists. And there are no dimensions and there is no time. In other words, everything that has or always was or will be has always been. There's the completeness of knowledge, wisdom, and goodness, and everything is complete. That's where the Creator God is. That's why the ultimate principle, for example, in Christianity, is that you cannot sin against man or creation. You can only sin against the Creator, because it's ultimately against the eternal, infinite wisdom that you're sinning against. That wisdom is translated to what's called the second realm, which is the realm of consciousness or the soul. And that realm of consciousness or the soul exists and contains seven dimensions. Those seven dimensions are the seven dimensions of the spirit, or soul, or consciousness. And that's the realm of what's called negentropy, or order. The realm of order has archetypes, just like the ancient Greek philosophers talked about the archetypes of the Greek philosophers, like Socrates. The higher level order translates to the lower dimension, which in a sense is the hologram. Our lower realm is what's called the lowest realm, is the realm of entropy, or disorder. And the realm of disorder has five dimensions, not four. The fifth dimension was called the Higgs field, or curved time-space. In our realm, we are, in a sense, a holographic projection of consciousness at a higher level, which is why intention fields of negative thought, consciousness has an effect in creating reality. So reality is literally a projection from the higher realms. Now, when a living thing exists, if you look at a cell, a cell exists because the cell membranes act as a liquid crystal microprocessor of frequencies of life. And what life is, and Bruce Lipton has stated this in his 10th anniversary book, October 13th of 2015, that he calls it the biology of belief, is that signal or vibration plus substance or DNA or microtubules, which is the other way of recording information, equals life. In other words, life is a combination of the adaptation of signal to switch on and off DNA. So DNA is not a fixed thing. DNA is like a recording library. If you take the right cards from the library, you can read from certain books, and if you take other cards, you read from other books. When you take the primary, if you look at the way, on a grand piano, there are white and dark keys. The dark keys are like the minerals. If you don't have dark keys, you don't have chords. And you need chords in order to actually turn on the DNA to actually create the induction of messenger RNA to make proteins, to actually make structural proteins for cells to create the living structure of the cell, and to make the enzymes work to actually adapt to the external environment, because the environment sends signals to the cell. The cell then sends a secondary message to the DNA to change the quaternary structure of the protein and either turn on or off DNA. That's why we have anti-aging, not only nutraceuticals like our Nutrimeds, but we also have DNA-modulating peptides developed by Dr. Cavinson from the Russian Anti-Aging Society, head now of the European Anti-Aging Society. So what we're talking about is if you don't have the minerals, you can't turn on and off the DNA. So a lot of diseases, in fact, if you actually look at the mineral signature, most diseases have a mineral signature that's actually the cause of or a major modulator of illness. For example, if you want to prevent high-altitude pulmonary and cerebral edema, you have to have adequate levels of release of nitric oxide, which requires molybdenum. If you don't have adequate molybdenum in your cells and in your nucleoplasm, you can't turn on the genes to actually prevent high-altitude pulmonary and cerebral edema. Interesting, eh? If you don't have adequate levels of chromium and vanadium, you're going to get insulin resistance. In fact, if you give chromium to a person who's pre-diabetic or diabetic, you get what's called hyperchromiuria. In other words, they don't hold on to it. They dump it because they can't transport it into the cells and into the nucleoplasm to turn off the insulin resistance. Once you start taking any of these, you'll see diabetics, their insulin resistance drops, their glucagon output drops, their cortisol level drops, their tissue resistance to insulin decreases, their cells act more healthy. For example, they discovered the recent genes this last week they published that causes gray hair. Gray hair is a silencing of the pigment cells that are dependent on manganese. There are specific genes tied to it. So if you have adequate levels of manganese in your hair follicles, your hair does not turn gray unless there's specific signals. And there's specific genes that actually under those signals will affect it. If you have manganese deficiency and you have the genes to cause graying hair and they're activated at a very low level of manganese, they're going to silence the gene and your hair will turn gray in your 20s. So indiumese is one of the primary ways. We call step number one is mineralization to prevent aging. Aging is basically gene silencing or gene activation that's non-physiological caused by mineral deficiencies. And when you take NDMEs, it chaperones the minerals into the DNA to turn on the genes to regulate life.
Elixir of Awareness.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome back. And we have Fareed here talking about cardiovascular. Care and love and of your endothelium is one of the most important things you can do to prevent loss of perfusion to organs and tissues. Loss of perfusion is bad because you can't remove toxins, you can't deliver oxygen, you can't deliver nutrients, and you can't repair DNA or have your stem cells work. So people say, well, I want to not age. Well, you better maintain perfusion. That's why, once you have perfusion, then you can do things like hyperbaric oxygen. You can add things like supernox to increase nitric oxide. You can take nutraceuticals like Nutritrella and cell detox, glutathione, Regenerex to stop free radicals. You can take things like glycemics to stop singlet oxygen from attaching to sugar that creates RAGE or reactive advanced glycosylation end products. But the first step you need to do is care and if you want to call it, and tending and healing your endothelium. The endothelium is really important. It's only one cell layer thick, but it regulates the media, which is the muscular layer. 3/4 of it is mitochondria. It's dependent on oxidative metabolism, and if you don't have properly taken care of endothelium, you're going to develop plaque. You're going to lose the superoxide dismutase 1 and 2 isoenzymes. You're going to have singlet oxygen fry your artery walls and fatty acids, so you'll get oxidized cholesterol, 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol. You'll not only produce antibodies against cholesterol, but you'll get activated T-killer cells to attack the plaque, which is basically dead macrophages or big-eater cells. Those big-eater cells eat little microglobules of oxidized trans fatty acids and oxidized cholesterol, and they go, uh-oh, and they die. And when they die, they form an induction. So soluble ICAM 1 and 2 to form plaque. And they attack fibrin and fiber degradation products and platelets, and they form layer upon layer. And before you know it, if they rupture, they form a thrombosing embolism that can either travel down the artery and block it, or they can expand large enough within a matter of minutes to give you an acute coronary attack or a stroke. So people need to understand it's. And when I explained these details in 1997 to Dr. Roger Damley on my research, because I'm a biochemist by heart, and I have a skill sets, let's put it that way. Skill sets that the Tier 1 scientists want to use for evil, but I won't be prostituted to evil. And he said, you know, you're going to ruin our business. And he was an invasive cardiologist that does ablations of conduction pathways and does, on Thursday, would be anywhere from 12 to 16 coronary catheterizations at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center, and this is 19 years ago. What people need to understand is the medical system is a corrupt system based on maintaining what I call archaic science so they can maintain their business model. Now, you may be offended by that, but that's too damn tough. I'm here to bust all of the paradigms up and to ask questions, AXE, questions, that says, okay, we have technology like EndoPat and Endothelix technologies that can measure either blood flow or temperature of capillaries to say, is your perfusion okay? Because the current approach is that if your blood pressure is fine, your perfusion is fine, which is totally nonsensical. In fact, we use an oxygen electrode in burn units to determine where you're going to amputate if you had an electrical burn or a thermal burn or a chemical burn to tissue. The fact is, if you don't have perfusion, your tissues start to go into anaerobic metabolism and they start to die and you auto-amputate. Or the tissues, when they go anaerobic, they go into autoimmune diseases or they end up turning into cancer, because cancer and autoimmune disease and serious infections are all anaerobic states, i.e. low perfusion states. That's why when we use things like Cardiovasc and Supernox and our protective things like Omega Supreme Krill, ellagic acid for the artery walls, and Omega Cod liquid, etc. When we use all these nutraceuticals like cell detox, glutathione, and mild hyperbaric oxygen, the very first thing you need to do is improve perfusion. You have to prove that you've improved perfusion. Your stem cells don't work, you don't stop forming plaque, and you can't deliver nutrients and oxygen and pull out toxins. So let's go through the components of what's in Cardiovasc. And there's some, I won't mention the names of the companies, but there's a lot of knockoff companies that try to pretend that they have the nutraceutical formula. This formula is unique. Dr. Sam Ibrahim, trained in Germany in pharmacognosy, developed it. And it is using the right part of the planet, the right biomolecules, and these right components make a significant difference to perfusion. Now we have technology like the EndoPat and Endothelix. You can actually look up it online or contact me, and I can refer you to go online and find a cardiologist near you in your town or city in America or other countries that can actually do this test on you. It's a non-invasive test. They compress your arm for 5 minutes. Then release it and see if the temperature or blood flow returns or has a rebound effect. If you have a proper rebound effect of increased levels of blood flow or temperature increase, it means you have a good physiological reaction. If you have a sluggish or inferior reaction, it means you've got crappy perfusion, and no matter what your blood pressure is, that perfusion thing is going to screw you up. You're going to get plaque formation, you're going to not be able to deliver nutrients and oxygen, and you're not going to be able to pull out toxins, and you're going to be prone to cancer and autoimmune diseases. Period. Okay? So let's get this straight. The doctors know that this is what's going on. They don't really want to tell you. They'll chase it with cholesterol-lowering drugs or lipid-lowering drugs or things to raise HDL cholesterol. Most of the approaches doctors take toward heart disease is stupid. Okay? They do not approach it. For example, they use Guytonian, which is Dr. Guyton back in the 50s and 60s, approach to the model of what is hypertension or cardiac disease. And in fact, it's wrongheaded. It's only a small part of the whole story. And so what I'm doing, and I'm pulling all the research together to actually write an ebook on this, on the underlying issue of post-Guytonian cardiovascular physiology. And all of this is published, by the way, including non-Newtonian fluid dynamics of blood viscosity, etc. And I had a viscometer with dual lasers in my office in Denver. So I've been doing this for a long time. And I worked with a cardiologist as a top researcher while I was there in Denver, and I get referred by all kinds of doctors, including specialists. What you have to understand is that I am my own teacher. I ask questions. I get technology. I do research tests, and I find out that most of the stuff I was taught in medical school and residency is crap. Now, if you want to get answers, you have to understand if you take more and more polypharmacy to chase the symptoms away and you don't deal with the underlying problem, it will hasten your death. It'll hasten your death. It'll hasten your dementia. It'll hasten your demyelination. It'll hasten your mitochondrial failure in your arteries and your heart. It'll hasten the destruction of your physiology. So let's look at what's in Cardiovasc. What makes it so unique compared to all these other knockoff formulas and other approaches that Sam put together? And again, for the Chelation Society of Alberta, Canada, trained in Germany, and very brilliantly put this formula together to actually act as an oral form, as an alternative to IV chelation, which, by the way, I started referring people for IV chelation 36 years ago when I had one of the first people I had was a very wealthy Mormon lady who basically the cardiologist and cardiac surgeon said, well, you got five vessel disease, you'll die on the table. Woman was very overweight, diabetic, and her own state president, because she was Mormon, said, I can't operate on you, you'll die on the table. So, well, what's in it that makes it so unique, Cardiovasc? Let's go through the components.
Yeah, so Cardiovasc has a combination of seven powerful plant extracts, and the first of these being the hawthorn leaf and flower extract,
which is 1.0. Right, and that's a cardiotonic, and by the way, it's not the other portion of the plant, it's this particular component that's in all the research next.
Yeah, so we've got the aged garlic extract.
ACE inhibitor and anti-pathogenic to kill off nanobacteria that form the initial plaque next.
Cayenne and bilberry.
These are antioxidants, the most dialyzable antioxidant, bilberry and cayenne, a microcirculatory stimulant. Valerian, of course.
Yep.
Milk thistle for detox, and valerian is a autonomic balancer to reduce sympathetic overdrive and oxidative stress.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because they're interchangeable with most slow-flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow-flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's get the next guest if John's not available. Let's bring in Bob Vineyard.
Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. And of course, we're going to be having an interesting program in the third hour. We're going to talk with Professor McKenney. Hopefully his noise issues are taken care of. Lots of amazing updated information on Zika virus, the current levels of issues dealing with Fukushima Daiichi, the Indian port. In fact, I talked to one of my sources of information. Ah, wonderful. So, John.
Yes, sir.
We had an interesting comment from a lady this morning that made a mistake. She thought she had some kind of a juice tincture. I think she's and her little daughter got a big gulp of Neutrodyne. She had no side effects, but she wondered, would it cause any? Of course not, because it's not like diatomic iodine, which is like, you know, the old style iodine, your grandma's iodine. It's monoatomic iodine that's Tesla activated. It's got a particular signature, so you want to keep it in a Faraday cage box and keep it up.
Yes. Hello?
Signature. It's the only form of iodine that can displace fluoride, chloride, and bromide. And here in America, people are not aware of this, but bromide is actually allowed in the bread. And no other country on earth allows bromide in their bread, which is actually a direct toxin. And most people aren't aware of this because they don't really understand chemistry. including most of the doctors, they're basically completely ignorant of the idea that if you have brominated salts or chlorinated salts or fluorinated salts, including in their water supply, they form chloramines on the amide group of amino acids. They also displace iodine, and when they lock onto the receptor of the mitochondria in what's called a Christogalli to activate oxidative phosphorylation and couple the oxidative phosphorylation, they non-competitively bind it so it doesn't properly work, which means it screws up your mitochondria. And most people don't realize that many of the illnesses that we have suffer nowadays in our world are caused by, in a sense, hypoxic and energy-deficient mitochondrial dysfunction disorders. If you look at autoimmune disease and cancer, the underlying hypoxic electron deficiency disorders, and this was stated very clearly by Linus Pauling, that vitamin C is literally electrons. Those electrons are conducted through the superconductor of monoatomic iodine in the Christogalli of the mitochondria. And if you don't conduct those electrons, you can't form ATP and NADH, which are the high-energy molecules. You can't activate any of the energetic processes to make structural proteins or enzymes. You can't rebuild tissues, and you can't have mitochondria that are protected from oxidative stress or literally form life. So it all comes back to the fact that if you could protofact, which is a fancy term to make perfect mitochondria that could never be damaged, you would never age. The problem is that the fact is we don't exist in that situation, but if you start through the process of protofaction, you have to have monoatomic iodine in its Tesla-activated state. Now, the body makes a very small amount of it, but it doesn't make enough, does it?
No, it does not. It definitely does not.
That's a very big problem, isn't it? And I don't think people understand that that when you have this kind of an issue, that the body gets into really big trouble. And a lot of people assume, well, if my T4 and my free T3 levels are normal and my TSH is normal, I'm okay. And the best way to kind of prove that that logic doesn't hold is to measure someone's basal body temperature chart first thing in the morning. And what you'll find is everybody who has what's called a hypometabolism disorder has decreased brown fat oxidative metabolism and decreased muscle twitching when they first wake up in the morning before they move, and their core body temperature is below normal. Everyone. Every single one of these people that has a problem has increased levels of RT3, reverse thyroid hormone, because the body, what it does is it puts the brakes on by making, through not the 5' deiodinase, but the 5-deiodinase reverse thyroid hormone. So everyone, if you want to find out if you're screwed up, if you're affected by fluoride, chloride, and bromide, or hypometabolism, measure reverse thyroid hormone. Because if your doctor doesn't know this, change doctors because they're a knucklehead. They do not understand, and that includes endocrinologists. If they don't measure free RT3, they don't know what they're doing. That's just the facts. Now, I've been doing work on this for more than a third of a century, and I brought the test from Germany for reverse thyroid hormone with Dr. Otto Huhn, head of pathology, because I was looking at the underlying cause of what is diabetes. And when I discovered a number of things, which many of them I didn't publish because I got persecuted and told that if I tried to publish them, they would pull my license. This is 5 years before Dr. Ravens at Stanford University, they measured Raven syndrome called Syndrome X. Syndrome X was discovered by me and Dr. Otto Huhn following research from Dr. Kraft at the University of Chicago, who is a pathologist. The fact is that the medical profession are populated by knuckleheads, people who are not scientists, people who want to stick to old paradigms and just logic, and they don't want to advance the science and the danger. For example, why do we brominate our bread? Because we're crazy. Why do we fluoridate and chlorinate water? And now we've actually gone to say, well, it's not strong enough, so we're going to put chloramines, which are 100,000 times more toxic than chlorine, to form DNA adducts. And so when people don't understand what Nutridyne is, they should understand it will reverse calcification of your pineal gland. It will reverse biotoxins, including the biotoxins that cause cancer, because most of the biotoxins are forms of halide molecules attached to biological molecules. These are also endocrine disruptors. They all lock onto the endocrine receptors, and most of them are what's called xenoestrogens. They actually have hundreds of times more avidly attached to the estrogen receptors than even regular estrogens, like estrogen, estradiol, estriol, and estrone. Okay? So this is science. It's not open to anybody's damned opinion. When people want to say, Dr. Deagle, that's just your own opinion. No, it's not. It's science. Science is not open to opinion. and we can test these things, and we can prove these things, and you can do it yourself with a basal body temperature chart. Now, when you start taking Neutrodyne, you'll notice, firstly, your basal body temperature will increase, your brain will start working better. If you've got heart failure or if you've got decreased perfusion and you do an EndoPat or endothelix test, you'll start making nitric oxide, and you'll start finding that you have decreased insulin resistance, and you'll start noticing your mineralization, if you're doing a QRMA, will improve, or a PAC red cell test. You'll notice that you'll heal faster. You'll notice that it's easier if you exercise to lose weight. You'll notice that your tissues heal faster because you have oxidative metabolism to deliver the nutrients to rebuild tissues and get your stem cells going. If I was to kind of frame what's going on to the biosphere, is what I call a mitochondrial apocalypse. Because we are poisoning the world now with radiotoxin, radioiodine, and other long-acting isotopes, we're destroying mitochondria, which are anywhere from 30 times plus more sensitive to oxidative stress from high-energy electron or beta emitters and alpha emitters. And these molecules, what they do is they destroy mitochondria much more avidly than they do eukaryotic chromosomes. When you don't replace those damaged mitochondria, you get what's called mitochondria. It's called decreased mitophagy. The primary change that occurs in diabetics and pre-diabetics, anybody who's aging, is decreased mitophagy. You're not getting rid of old damaged mitochondria. It's like keeping people in an army and they're 85 years of age, but you never retire them. As long as they have a pulse, you keep them in the army. Now, you can't fight a war if you have an 85-year-old, especially if they're partially blind and can't hold a gun. Okay? Well, that's what happens in the body. You have old cells that aren't getting rid of, old tissues. In fact, if you look at specific genes like the FOXO2 gene, these genes increase what's called mitophagy to get rid of old damaged mitochondria, and apoptosis to get rid of old damaged cells. If you look at their organs, you say, my gosh, they're 85, but their liver looks like a 45-year-old. That's because they get rid of old damaged tissues. Now, you harm that process when you have chloride, fluorine, bromide, and you don't have enough monatomic iodine to maintain a high oxidative state so that you're able to deliver the energetic molecules to rebuild your tissues and your stem cells to rebuild your organs. So I tell people this is not something you just take to kill off the pathogens. It's something to literally slow aging, to maintain a higher redox state, to maintain alkalinity of your tissues. So Neutrodyne is really essential for life. Now, it's not just for you, it's for your pets. You want your pet to live longer? Put a little Neutrodyne in the water dish. You want to kill off sinus pathogens? Put it in your Sinupulse. You want to brush your teeth with Neutrodyne? You want to inhale it with an Omron or Sinupulse Elite or an inhaler? You want to put it in your GI tract to get rid of anaerobic bacteria because your child's autistic and they got anaerobes that are generating dopaminergic molecules across their blood-brain barrier and screw up their brain? You got to get rid of those pathogens. A constant dose of Neutrodyne is essential to maintain antipathogenic.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, and Bob, I want to talk about water filtration. A lot of people are not aware. Just up the road from us is Orange County, and they do what they call toilet to tap water. But a lot of people aren't aware that much of the water in America, or around the world, especially in places like China, the water is so contaminated that it's insane. In fact, I remember talking to a gentleman last year who was a doctor, actually in Malaysia, who purchased one of our pure water systems. And he realizes the water everywhere. The groundwater is contaminated by fertilizers and pesticides, including glyphosate here in North America. Much of the water around the world is contaminated by lead anti-knock agents because they still use leaded gasoline in most of the countries, including the countries that harvest chocolate and other foods that are shipped into America. Most people are not aware that the move toward tap water basically says, well, we'll filter it out so it doesn't taste bad or look bad and looks clear. But in fact, if you actually test it for not only dissolved volatile hydrocarbons, heavy metals, and radiotoxins, it's laced with all kinds of things that will ruin your health. And most of the systems that are sold out there, whether they're a ceramic filter system or a system that's, you know, an energy vampire like a distillation system where the distillate will actually volatilize the hydrocarbons and they end up on the other side of the distillate, none of these systems can compete with the pure water system, which uses less energy, is less expensive, and the filters are relatively simple to change yourself. In fact, we just tracked that we need to change our whole house system filters, which are done twice a year. We have also two BEV 300 systems in our home, and we also have BEV 100 systems that I have for my sons, one up in Oregon and Portland, and one here in his apartment here in Oceanside, California. What people need to understand, if you don't drink filtered water, you're drinking toxins. Now, why does your system What are the steps that make your system superior so you can create literally lab water that if you did an experiment, the biotoxins wouldn't disrupt the experiment? Why is that?
Well, thanks, Dr. Bill. The great thing about our design is it's a hybrid, maybe a tribrid design. And the reason that we do that, the reason that we combine multiple technologies is because every single technology, if it's used by itself, or even if you use two of them together, leaves you vulnerable to certain classes of contaminants or to an extremely fast depleting bank account. Because
right.
So there's a couple ways you can combine two of them and create really super high purity water, but for most places on the planet, the cost to do that is just absolutely astronomical over a period of 6 months. You know, it would be thousands of dollars. And so, you know, one of the competitors that you talk about, that we talk about, is, one of these pitcher filters that you see advertised. And they, you know, they send you along a little meter. So it says, zero parts per million. And the problem with that approach is that might work reasonably well. It might work reasonably well in extremely low total dissolved solid environments, Portland, Oregon, maybe Seattle, maybe Vancouver, British Columbia. Everywhere else, you're going to have to replace that filter every 2 weeks, because the total amount of garbage in the water is going to deplete the media inside those filters so quickly. And so the secret is combining these technologies in such a way that they're cost-effective and highly effective at removing contaminants. So first of all, every system in the world is going to use carbon at some point in the course of the filtration. And with carbon, you have to have the water and the carbon be in contact with each other for as long as possible, because that's the only way carbon's effective. You know, people sell these little shower filters, and you got hot water flowing through a shower filter at a rate of a couple gallons per minute, and there's just no way that you're going to have enough media hanging off the end of your shower for that ever to be effective. But carbon, if it's done right, is very good at removing a particular class of contaminants called organic contaminants. And when I say organic, and you and I know this because we're come from good hard physical science environment and physical chemistry and organic chemistry. When they talk about organic chemistry, what they're not talking about, oh, that's organic like I grew it in my garden without any chemicals or pesticides. It's organic meaning that the main molecules that are making up the main atom that's making up this molecule is carbon. Carbon's the primary backbone of every living thing on the planet. And so when we talk about organic molecules, they have carbon as the backbone. Well, you know what else is organic? Petroleum. You know, oil out of the ground is about as organic as it gets. It's all carbon-based molecules. And so, you know, organic in that sense is carbon the primary molecule or the primary atom in the backbone of the structure of the molecule. And every contaminant, almost all the contaminants are in the world that are common, are organic-based molecules, pesticides, herbicides, industrial solvents, etc., you know, jet fuel, all these things. And so if you use carbon and you do it properly, you get rid of organic molecules, because in the water business, like attracts like. Now, then you get into another class of contaminants called inorganic contaminants. These are what we call the salts of the earth. Potassium chloride, sodium chloride. Unfortunately, that also includes arsenic, cadmium, mercury, etc. And so those things are real dangerous, but they're inorganic molecules, and carbon doesn't touch them. They pass right through a carbon filter. So that's why, it might be I got the great carbon filter. It makes my water taste good. It smells good. It's wonderful, but it's loaded with arsenic, and it's going to kill me tomorrow. So that's no good. So you have to have something else. Well, a lot of companies will take carbon and mix it with a distiller, and that can be reasonably okay, except for distillers are just massive energy vampires. They run at 800 to 1200 watts. They take 4 to 7 hours to produce a gallon of pure water. And, they do a reasonable job at purity if you use it with carbon. But they take forever. It's just inconvenient. They're costly. They heat up your house. They produce all kinds of scale that you have to descale the boiling chamber. They have lots of moving parts that break. They're just, you know, they're not a good viable solution for an all day, every day kind of appliance. So we use reverse osmosis, because reverse osmosis and carbon gets rid of the great majority of contaminants. But once again, just two of those technologies together may not get you as far as you want to go. In which case, reverse osmosis is a super cost-effective way to purify water. It uses water to make water. If it's done right, it doesn't use very much water to make water. The same way, you know, when you take a hot shower, you know, you can get yourself clean by taking a real fast hot shower. Or you can stand in there and luxuriate under the darn thing and send a lot of water down the drain, and you have a nice, long, hot shower. It makes you feel good, but a lot of water goes to the drain. Same happens when a reverse osmosis system is poorly designed. Tons of water go to the drain, and that's just wasteful. If it's done properly, it's not particularly wasteful. It does use some water, but water is very cheap compared to electricity.
Right.
But carbon and reverse osmosis doesn't get you all the way to your destination, so we add deionization. Because the things that pass an RO membrane, nitrates, nitrites, boron, borates, radioactivity, fluoride, a number of other ions, those get past a reverse osmosis system. Sometimes they pass at 20-30%, sometimes 50-60%. And so, you know, some of those things, nitrates, you don't want blue baby syndrome. You live someplace where they got a lot of agricultural runoff. Guess what? You got a lot of nitrates and nitrites in your water. And so these are dangerous molecules, and we got to get them out, but carbon and reverse osmosis won't do it. But when we add this additional phase of purification called deionization, we're very, very efficient at removing the rest of those molecules. So our systems generally combined, well, you know, there's another phase, another step. We also filter out bacteria, cyst, and virus by putting a membrane barrier in there that takes out everything that's larger than 0.2 microns. Now, that includes all the contaminants that we know, bacteria, cyst, and virus, that are commonly found in water that are dangerous. There's some out there that are smaller than that, but they don't tend to be a waterborne contaminant.
Right. Yeah. In other words, if you want clean water, this is the system to get. Bev 100 countertop snaps on in 2 minutes. Bev 300 under the counter, 5 gallon reserve tank. Bev 200 emergency kind of base station. Whole host system, amazing, easy to service. You know, filter systems are inexpensive, fantastic, clean water. You can even get a meter to determine your TDS. There's nothing like a pure water system. For cost, you save 10% if you use the code NutriMed, N-U-T-R-I-M-E-D. Get it today. Don't drink toxins. Thank you, Bob. Stay right there. We'll get you rescheduled. And back in a moment with hour number 3, our scientist, Ann Morrison, and our Professor McCanny, astrophysicist, in a moment.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.